taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher.
Good morning. It's time for Living in Tune. Turn your problems into joy with your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth. This program will improve the quality of your life through a system called resonance repatterning. And now, here's your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth.
Good morning and welcome to Living in Tune, Turn Your Problems into Joy. This week we'll be talking about the mystery of your power, the power of who you truly are as a field of light. We'll be looking at what allows you to access and radiate your light and what diminishes your light and your life. Then we'll see what feelings amplify your light and support you in reaching the goal of your life and what feelings come in the way of this possibility. I was also hoping to cover a little on the yin-yang forces that drive us to achieve our best or stop us from achieving our best, but you know, it was just too much, so I'm going to go into that another week. Resonance repatterning is about bringing harmony and balance to our physical, emotional, and mental frequency field. Frequency or vibration consists of three parts: movement or vibration, light, and sound. When the vibrating movement, light, and sound of your frequencies are in harmony, you'll always feel fantastic physically. You'll be in touch with your feelings of joy and love, and your thoughts are positive, hopeful, and uplifting. When the vibrating movement, light, and sound of your frequencies are diminished for some reason, you may have physical health problems, feel angry, afraid, or have other upsetting emotions, or your thoughts can be negative, hopeless, or depressed. Positive change physically, in your feelings, and in how you think depends on what you resonate with from the field of infinite possibilities of which we're all a part and that's talked about in New Physics. I'll be telling you some stories today that illustrate the power of your light and how the power of your light helps you access the field of infinite possibilities, which makes positive change possible. After talking about your light and how you can access and radiate the light of who you are, I'll be happy to demonstrate a special repatterning for the mystery of your light. And I'd love to experiment today with doing short parts of this repatterning on two or three different people, so you can see that even short 5-minute sessions can create positive change. So please feel welcome to phone in during the first break if you would like to have one of these sessions. And that phone number, which you'll get later, is 866-472-5795. All right, so the mystery of your power, connecting you to your light. Jacques Lucéron, in his extraordinary book, And There Was Light, describes how he became blind as a result of a childhood accident. Yet in spite of his total blindness, he could still see. He writes, "As I walked along a country road bordered by trees, I could point to each one of the trees along the road, even if they were not spaced at regular intervals. I knew whether the trees were straight or tall, or gathered into thickets and partly covering the ground around them." How is this possible? Because, he explains, he was in touch with his own inner light and the light in all things. Because of his connection to the frequencies of light, he could do everything that his school friends could do and more. Not only did he hike, play games, and study with the others at school, but as a teenager, he also created and led the children's resistance movement during World War II, when the Nazis were occupying Paris. Because he could see people's light, he was able to interview each of the 800 children who were in the resistance to see who was appropriate for the dangerous work of this underground movement. But there was one thing he couldn't do, and that was play an instrument, because the frequencies or light colors he saw when he heard an instrument were too overwhelming for him. He describes his experience of sound and light in music. He says, "At concerts for me, the orchestra flooded me with all the colors of the rainbow. If the violin came in by itself, I was suddenly filled with gold and fire, and with red so bright that I could not remember having seen it on any object. When it was the oboe's turn, a clear green ran all through me, so cool that I seem to feel the breath of night. Sounds and colors are being exchanged endlessly." Now, the color waveband of the electromagnetic spectrum that we see is extremely narrow. Even insects see more colors than we do. Of course, there are those of us who can see the color frequencies of someone's thoughts and feelings, or the colors of health and disease in the physical body. But in our time, this is still the exception rather than the rule. Whether we see these frequencies of light color or not, the important thing is to have a highly vibrating field of light. The more highly vibrating our light, the more health we have, the more joy, the more options and possibilities we're open to, and the more pleasure we have in all that we see and experience. I remember once going to see Dr. Harry Sirota, a fascinating optometrist who developed a way to give you glasses that allow more light to enter your eyes and your brain. At one point, he told me to put on my old prescription glasses and to go up a flight of stairs. I walked up the stairs slowly, holding onto the banister. When he put on my new Dr. Sirota light glasses and told me to go up the same flight of stairs, I spontaneously ran up and down and didn't touch the banister once. The change in my movement was night and day. Then, while standing in the courtyard, he asked me to look around. Suddenly, I could hear the fountain 2 courtyards away from where we were standing. And all the trees and flowers looked brilliant, shining, and I became aware that I was smiling and feeling happy for no reason. This is just the beginning of the mystery of light, our true power. Something extraordinary happens when you bring in light and radiate light. And it's light that we want in our lives. Too many of us have spent too much time in the dark. Now, what's amazing is that Luceron also discovered from his own personal experience what allowed him to stay connected to his light and see, in spite of his blindness, and what disconnected him from his light and made him blind. In his own words, he described what happened. At every waking hour, and even in my dreams, I lived in a stream of light. There were times when the light faded almost to the point of disappearing. It happened every time I was afraid. If, instead of letting myself be carried along by confidence, I hesitated, then without exception, I hit or wounded myself. What the loss of my eyes had not accomplished was brought about by fear. It made me blind. Anger and impatience had the same effect, throwing everything into confusion. If I suddenly grew anxious to win, to be the first at all costs, then all at once I could see nothing. I could no longer afford to be jealous or unfriendly, because as soon as I was, a bandage came down over my eyes. But when I was happy and serene, approached people with confidence and thought well of them, I was rewarded with light. I always knew where the road was open, where it was closed. I had only to look at the bright signal, which taught me how to live. Very beautiful, isn't it? So what we're seeing here is that any negative thought, feeling, or even an attitude of unfriendliness cuts us off from our light. We may not experience it as dramatically as Luceron did, whose blindness became a reality when he spiraled downhill into negative thoughts and feelings, but in some ways we do experience it as dramatically as he did. Even if our physical eyes keep on seeing, there is some part of us that knows we have disconnected from the power of our light and the field of infinite possibilities, which is all light, this field of universal energy that allowed Luceron to see even though he was blind. So it's all about the power of our light. Is our light switched on or off? And if it's off, what can we do about it? I remember a story about a car accident that changed my response to every accident I passed by. A woman in a serious car accident found herself floating above her body. She saw the line of cars blocked by the accident and heard what people were saying. "Oh, this is all we need," said one driver. "Now we'll be late," said another. "Can you see anything?" asked a third. Then the woman noticed a white light pouring from the car, connecting to where she floated. She was attracted to the car, and inside she saw a woman who was praying for her. In her disembodied state, she memorized the driver's license plate, and after she was discharged from the hospital, she sent the lady a letter, thanking her for the good thoughts through prayer that helped her to reconnect to her light. Now, when I pass an accident, instead of impatience or anxiety or idle curiosity, I send a blessing, a good thought. May you receive the inner strength and light you need for your healing. Such a little thing, a thought that expands our own field of light and supports the light of another. So we've seen what makes our light shine, when we're happy, serene, approach people with confidence and think well of others. We've also seen what diminishes our light to a pinprick point of almost disappearing, fear, anger, impatience, being anxious to win and be the first at all costs, jealousy, and plain old unfriendliness. The question I've asked myself is, how does our light or lack of light take us to our goal or keep us away from our goal? And what is the goal that allows all human beings to have in common? We're not talking here about daily goals and intentions, although these too will be benefited from a powerful field of light. Rather, we're talking about the big goal, the big vision of our life. Ultimately, every human being has a similar shared goal. We all want to maintain our health and youthful vigor. We all want love and acceptance in our relationships. We want to be our best and achieve the best we're capable of. And there is an aspect of us, what we call soul or spirit, that wants to access the field of infinite possibilities, or whatever we call this ocean of bliss. We want to integrate the higher qualities of love and peace. We want to find meaning and the purpose in our lives. How much we're able to achieve this goal depends on the quality of our own vibrating field of light. How far we move away from this goal also depends on how diminished our field of light is. What can we do to expand our field of light and become receptive to this field of infinite possibilities? Now, I want to share a kind of a horrifying research project that also happens to have some wisdom to teach us. In this project, some non-swimming rats were placed in a tank of water. They thrashed around until they were on the verge of drowning, at which point they were saved. Within 1 month of daily treatment, the young rats died of old age. The researchers thought their premature aging and death was due to the stress of facing death every day. Personally, I think it was something else. And after this break, I'll tell you what I think it was in terms of their life.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher.
Is the key to life more than just another technique? In Chloe Wordsworth's new book, Quantum Change Made Easy, she shows that what you resonate with is the key to all positive change, self-healing, and achieving the best of who you are. Chloe introduces you to the 9 keys of the Resonance Repatterning System for harmonizing your energy and turning your problems into joy. You can order Quantum Change Made Easy at Amazon.com or your local bookstore. To have a session, go to ResonanceRepatterning.net for certified practitioners. You can also learn to do sessions on yourself by attending Resonance Repatterning seminars. Experience the magic of helping yourself and others with a system that combines scientific and spiritual principles. Go to ResonanceRepatterning.net for seminars, practitioners, and self-healing products. Listen to Chloe on the Seventh Wave Network every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time.
I'm Shannon Brown with FedEx, proud sponsor of Matcha Dam's premier walking event, March for Babies, formerly known as Walk America. FedEx and Matcha Dam's has a common objective, and that is deliveries on time. More babies begin healthy lives because of Matcha Dam's programs, and we can do even more, but we have to walk to get there. Join the March for Babies. Sign up at marchforbabies.org.
Whether you're a baby boomer, a post-baby boomer, or a young up-and-coming, we can guide your stride. Host Cindy Spear will enlighten, educate, and entice you, our listener, to realize that you are in control of your life. No longer will the economy, media, employers, neighbors, or relatives,
not even the dog,
come between you and your unlimited potential. Tune in to Baby Boomers of Today. Where do we go from here? Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific on the Seventh Wave Network.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher. Learn to trust your wings. And the rest will follow after.
You're You're listening to Living in Tune, Turn Your Problems into Joy, with your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth. If you want to create positive change, call Chloe now at 866-472-5795. That toll-free number again is 866-472-5795. Now back to the program. Here's Chloe.
Hello. All right. So, we've got some callers who are calling in, and if you wouldn't mind just staying on the air, I just want to finish talking about this experiment, and then I'll be talking to Helen and Sarah and Jane. All right, so we were talking about this project where the rats died of premature aging after 1 month of facing death every day. And I was saying that I think it was something else rather than that stress. The rats went into fear and panic. Fear, as we know, diminishes our field of light, whether we're humans or animal. And our own diminished light cuts us off from the field of infinite possibilities. If the rats had remained calm and serene, in other words, if they had maintained a strong field of light the way Luceron did, they would have connected to the field of infinite possibilities. And you can be sure that at least one rat would have discovered how to relax and float, or at least how to rat paddle, for that matter. And the others would have followed suit. Then, instead of panic and stress, they would have been enthusiastic. Remember, like the three cubs who successfully faced death and escaped, that I talked about in radio show number 6 on trigger reactions and stress. So it's not stress that makes us prematurely age and die. It's when we don't handle our stress with power, with our light intact, that makes positive or creative outcomes impossible. This is what ages us or makes us sick. And you remember the story of Ernest Shackleton, in radio show number 7 on the winning strategy. His crew said that in spite of the intensity of the challenges he faced, stuck on the ice floes for almost a year and sailing in a small open boat across 800 miles of ocean in a gale and sub-zero temperatures, that in spite of these stresses, his hair remained brown. It was only during the 3 months when he couldn't find a ship to go back to Elephant Island to save the crew that he'd left behind there, that his hair turned white. His frustration and anger, too, I imagine, at the British government for the delays, and his fear that his men would lose their lives, probably diminished his light and caused his own premature aging. So our light keeps us connected to the field of infinite possibilities, which teaches us right action and guides us every moment in our lives. Now, a second little story I want to share before we have our session is the lesson of the wingless insects, because this is a second research project which also has some lessons for us. The researchers had just completed a project that involved some wingless insects, which were left to die on a dead bush. To the amazement of the researchers, the insects, in the face of possible death, grew wings and flew away. So our lives are not about being free from stress, but about growing wings. Letting go of all limitations, negative judgments, negative feelings and attitudes, so we stay connected to our light and receptive to anything is possible here. This is what resonance repatterning is all about, helping us to stay on track with this possibility to stay connected to our light. So what I'll do is I'll take some of the people who are online right now, and then we'll return, hopefully later. But if not, it'll be in your download on the two great possibilities for how to live, the rat possibility and the growing wings possibility. All right, so do we have Helen with us? Hello? Well, it looks like I've been cut off here. Okay, so as I'm not getting anybody on the air here, don't know what's happening there, I'll just keep on going with the two possibilities for how to live. So the first is the rat possibility, and it has 5 steps which we may recognize in our lives. Number 1, we're stuck in wanting a difficult situation we're in to be other than it is. Like the rats, we thrash around wanting our situation to be different. Number 2, we go into negative feelings, thoughts, and responses to our difficult situation, like the rats. Whether it's fear, anger, hopelessness, blame, judgments, or unfriendliness, it makes no difference. Number 3, our light is diminished as a result of our negative responses and feelings, which makes it impossible to access the field of infinite possibilities from which we can draw strength and inner guidance to do even the impossible. Number four, as a consequence, we're stuck resonating with making poor choices and going to actions doing what doesn't help us. The rats continue to thrash around for a month. We react with anger and thrash around in our same old quarrels and differences, or we thrash around blaming someone else for a mistake that happened. Day after day, we thrash around unaware that floating or swimming, different options that work, even exist. Number five, we live in a state of stress, premature aging, and early death. We see this happening all around us. Research has proven that most illnesses, if not all of them, are caused by stress. People in their 40s with heart trouble, 20-year-olds in the army already have hardening of the arteries, diabetes, cancer, exhaustion, daily headaches, depression, all are signals of diminished light. We aren't receiving the light, and we're not radiating our light. Now, the second possibility, which is to grow wings, also has five steps. Number one, we accept the present situation we're in as it is. I accept free of all resistance. Well, I'm having to do that right now because I've been cut off from my wonderful people who are phoning in. So here it is. This is the situation that is. Thrashing around and resisting it and feeling negative about it is not going to help. So I accept this situation free of all resistance. It is what it is. Number two, we have positive feelings, thoughts, and responses. Whether it's courage, understanding, optimism, or friendliness makes no difference as long as it's a positive response. So, all right, my positive response, I'm meant to be telling you the two possibilities for how to live, and hopefully we'll get connected to our wonderful call-ins later on. Number three, our light is amplified because there's no resistance from negative responses to cancel our light frequencies. And our positive responses also amplify the frequencies of our light. This is the most important thing, is our light strong? Because that's what we radiate, and that's what people pick up, and it brings up their light frequencies too. Number four, because of the lack of negative resistance, we're open and receptive to the field of infinite possibilities. We can see different options and choose to do those actions the most beneficial for us at that moment in time. We act without regret. We resonate with the choice that will help us. And like the wingless insects, we grow wings and fly. Now, I love something which I read by Professor Varela, professor of cognitive science at the Institute of Neurosciences in Paris, when he said, once you accept that your world, your universe, is non-substantial, yet exists, there is an enormous opening for possibilities to create and change. From the point of view of resonance repatterning, what Professor Varela is saying is that when we accept that our world is made up of energy frequencies, we can change our reality by changing the frequencies we resonate with. And we have certainly found this to be true when we do repatterning sessions on our clients. And finally, the fifth step involved with growing wings is that we live in a state of joy and youthful health and vigor into old age. Someone like the late Paul C. Bragg epitomizes this way of living. Even at 100 years of age, he was still running marathons and surfing Hawaiian waves. So in the mystery of your light repatterning, which we'll be doing today, hopefully, we'll stay really optimistic, we'll look at how you can resonate with expanding your light and changing your resonance with what blocks your light. In another great quote from Professor Varela, he says, our world, our communities, our organizations will change only if we change. So this is exactly what resonance repatterning is about. It's a system to identify the unconscious frequency patterns that lock us into limitation and diminish our light. It's a system that helps us expand our field of light. You can only give what you have. As you strengthen your field of light, you automatically support others in doing the same. When the tipping point is reached, our world, our communities as a whole, will benefit from all the changes that each individual has made to amplify their own field of light. Good. So the mystery of your light repatterning, and I would just love it if our wonderful Motivox would connect me to our first caller, but it looks like there's been some disconnection, so we have to accept that. In any case, today's session will focus on how we diminish our light, our power, and what we need to resonate with that will amplify our light and keep us receptive to the field of infinite possibilities, so we can live and be successful in the world, changing ourselves and supporting positive change in our communities and our organizations. So, I'll see you after the break, and we'll have our first callers.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher.
Is the key to life more than just another technique? In Chloe Wordsworth's new book, Quantum Change Made Easy, she shows that what you resonate with is the key to all positive change, self-healing, and achieving the best of who you are. Chloe introduces you to the 9 keys of the resonance repatterning system for harmonizing your energy and turning your problems into joy. You can order Quantum Change Made Easy at Amazon.com or your local bookstore. To have a session, go to ResonanceRepatterning.net for certified practitioners. You can also learn to do sessions on yourself by attending Resonance Repatterning seminars. Experience the magic of helping yourself and others with a system that combines scientific and spiritual principles. Go to ResonanceRepatterning.net for seminars, practitioners, and self-healing products. Listen to Chloe on the Seventh Wave Network every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time. Everybody is thinking green these days, but green is not just an environmental state of mind, it's a healthier state of being. It's the food we eat, the air we breathe, and the structures we live and work in. It's not the dollars that we're spending, but how we spend those dollars. Are we consciously making informed decisions? Join host Connie McCullough as she explores healthier living by choice. Living Green, Healthier by Choice airs live on the Seventh Wave Network every Thursday afternoon at 5 p.m. Eastern and 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Tune in for the challenge of a lifetime, a challenge for greener, healthier living. Enlightenment and ascension brings love and joy into your life. Now you can experience the wisdom, humor, and healing of the Ascended Masters as they are channeled through clairvoyant healer Janae Sirio. Each week, the Ascended Masters will focus on topics that touch and bring healing to your life, relationships, career, and serve to open your heart to be the best person you can be. Tune in to Tools for Ascension with clairvoyant Janae Sirio every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the 7th Wave Network.
Be extraordinary. 7th Wave Network.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher. Learn to trust your wings. And the rest will follow after.
You're listening to Living in Tune. Turn your problems into joy with your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth. If you want to create positive change, call Chloe now at 866-472-5795. That toll-free number again is 866-472-5795. Now back to the program. Here's Chloe.
Hello. And do we have Sarah online with us?
You do.
Hello, Sarah.
Hi, Chloe.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. So, Sarah, I'm just going to experiment with doing a short session on
okay.
you.
Okay.
And so that we'll be going to Felucio, hopefully, from London, and then Jane is also on board. So we'll see what happens when we have these longer repatternings that you can even do a short 5-6 minute session and see the results that you can get in terms of expanding your light.
Okay, great.
Okay, terrific, Sarah. So, Sarah, you've had sessions, of course?
Yes.
Yes, wonderful. So you know all about resonance repatterning then. So, Sarah, let's just begin with what situation you find yourself reacting negatively, the situation you're not happy about where you have a negative response.
With communication.
Okay. And so what happens in the communications where you have, what kind of negative response do you have?
I either get irritated if somebody raises their voice or if they have intensity. The person has intensity.
That's right.
In his voice.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So it's the same problem you had before.
Right. Yeah, I called you last week.
From a different point of view.
Right.
Okay. When someone raises their voice. All right. And do you need to list anything more? No, so it's a good example of how you can take the same issue and you can keep approaching it from many different points of view as you kind of spiral up into more and more coherence in your life.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So your negative response here, your irritation, is just a signal that you've already lost sight of your true power, your light.
Mm-hmm.
And to the extent that you respond negatively, to that extent, your light is already diminished.
Mm-hmm.
And the negative response is further diminishing your light. So you can see it's a downward spiral.
Mm-hmm.
Once your light is amplified and strong, you'll respond positively, no matter what situation you're in.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just check you for resonance. I'm using my muscle checking here, the on-off. And just say, Sarah, I get irritated. And you give me permission to muscle check you.
Sure, sure. Yes. I get irritated.
In communications. When someone raises their voice. And in terms of this session, you do resonate. I've got an on muscle check for that. So let's see what would be the best one for you. It would be best for me to do letter B for you. Yes. So what's coming up here is you do not accept this situation.
Mm-hmm.
And for you to open up to more light, you need to just accept the situation.
Mm-hmm.
People raising their voice, you getting irritated.
Mm-hmm.
So say, I don't accept that I get irritated.
I don't accept that I get irritated.
In communications. When someone raises their voice. I want it to be different. But wanting doesn't change anything. And you resonate with that. Okay? So in the same way that I had to move into acceptance of the situation with Motivox where there were some problems and glitches,
mm-hmm.
it's you have to just accept it for what it is if you want to now expand your light and move that on through.
Okay.
All right. And so then with Sarah, we need to go to one of the positives here. Yes, so we're going to go now to one of the positive ones for you. Which is the positive response. So what positive response can you have in this situation where you get irritated when someone raises their voice?
I could remind myself that I didn't cause them to raise their voice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, need to list anything more? No. All right, general muscle check. Say, I remind myself. That, and what do you say, that it's not my fault?
Right.
It's not my fault.
That it's not my fault.
That they raise their voice. And you're off for that positive response.
Mm-hmm.
And what new positive belief can you have in this situation?
That they're raising their voice because they feel strongly about the subject that we're talking about, but it has nothing to do, it's not my fault.
Okay.
They're raising their voice because of they're feeling strongly.
Yes. So for you, it's basically you're coming from understanding then.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And it is about understand. I understand. So the new belief is that I understand that the person feels strongly.
Mm-hmm.
Feels strongly about what they're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And general muscle check, needless anymore, no, say, I understand. The person feels strongly. And you're off for that positive belief. And what would the result be of having this new belief, I understand the person feels strongly?
Well, I know it intellectually,
mm-hmm.
but I would like to emotionally know it. You know,
yes, So the result of understanding that they feel strongly is?
Well, the result of understanding that they feel strongly is not taking it as personally.
Yeah, so I don't take things personally.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. General muscle check. Say, I don't take things personally. When people raise their voice. And, of course, you're off for that. Good. So, Sarah, what I'm going to do is put you on hold and take the next caller.
Okay.
And then we'll do a modality for all of you to
okay.
shift your resonance on through to bring in more light. Okay? So stay on the air, And don't click off, and we'll see if we have Felucio from London.
Yes, good afternoon. Hi.
Hello, Felucio. You're from London.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
Very well, thanks, Chloe.
Good. All right. So do you want a little session?
Yes, please.
Wonderful. All right. So, Felucio, again, what situation do you find yourself in where you react negatively?
Well, I think there's an injustice.
When there's injustice?
Yeah, where I perceive I'm involved with an injustice, I feel like an injustice has been done against me.
Yes. Okay. And how do you react?
I sort of close down.
Yes.
And get angry as well.
All right.
Both in anger.
All right. When I feel there's an injustice against me, I'm writing it down, I close down and get angry. All right. General muscle check, and I'm going to be muscle checking. You give me permission to muscle check for you, Felucio?
Certainly.
All right. Say, when I feel there's an injustice against me.
When I feel there's an injustice against me.
I close down and get angry.
I close down and get angry.
And you are on for that. All right. So now we're going to go for you. We're going to go to the negative feelings. And we need to go to feelings of blame and judgment. No, fear feelings, yes. So what fear comes up for you in this situation?
That I'm sort of being marginalized.
Okay, I'm afraid I'm being marginalized. Yes, so kind of just that you have no significance there.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, you're unimportant.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm unimportant. General muscle check. Say, I'm afraid.
I'm afraid.
I am marginalized.
I am marginalized.
I have no significance.
I have no significance.
I am unimportant.
I'm unimportant.
And you resonate with that. Okay. And we need to go into better, worse comparisons, no competition, inadequacy. Yes, where do you feel inadequate in your life?
Kind of being isolated.
Yeah. So I feel isolated.
I feel isolated.
Yes, and you resonate with that, Felucia. Yeah. And any other feelings that we need to check on right now? No, but we're going to go then into a positive one for you. And the positive one you need is letter F. No, G, no. You need H, which is an interesting one. It's called the smile factor. General, I'm going to check you for this. Say, I am friendly toward each person I meet.
I am friendly toward each person I meet.
And you are off for that. And say, I greet all people with a smile.
I greet all people with a smile.
And you are off for that. So I'm just going to give you a little understanding of that. You know, in the old days, and perhaps even now, when an American Indian met a rattlesnake, he would stop and stand in silence and would greet the rattlesnake as a brother, as a friend. And after a while, both would go on their way in peace. So if you feel that anyone is your enemy, immediately your light is diminished. And when you greet everyone as a friend, your light is amplified. So part of your growth and change is that in relation to this feeling there are injustices and you're being marginalized and you have no importance, is that each person you meet, whether it's in the street or at the bank or in a shop, greet them with a smile. And you know, we have a shop here called 7-Eleven in the USA, and they found that robbers would not rob a 7-Eleven if the person greeted them with a smile. They wouldn't rob it. They would go to another one, and they would rob that if they weren't greeted with a smile. So it's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
So the power of the smile is huge. And actually, I'm probably going to do a whole radio show on that one because it's so important. So this is your place of growth, Lucio, is to resonate with greeting with a smile. So what I'm going to do now is I think I'm going to do a modality for the two of you. And then, Jane, after the break, I may come back and do a little session with you, according to whatever time we have. so the modality for you, Sarah, and for you, Felucio, is, and we can do a modality for both of you, yes, and it any of the modalities, 1 through 6, no, 7 through 10, yes, 7, 8, 9, it's awareness for being in present time. So let me just get that modality so I can talk you both through it, and anybody who's proxying into these sessions, remember that you're a part of this as well. And so come into your stature. Sit or stand with a straight spine, your feet on the floor, and feel a gentle pull upwards from the crown of your head. Ask yourself what you contribute or bring to life that you're happy about. In your mind, say thank you to Source. In your mind, say love and let go. Take a deep breath into your whole body. Arc your energy out like a rainbow. Take care of details, the smile, the friendliness. Take your time. And most important of all, be conscious of yourself, conscious of who you truly are in your spirit, your essence that is beyond your body, emotions, and mind. Your pure consciousness is beyond. Take breath. Breathe out with a sigh, and when we come back, I'll recheck your resonance, Sarah and Lucio. So stay on the line, and I'll come back off the screen.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Learn to fly, you are the teacher.
Is the key to life more than just another technique? In Chloe Wordsworth's new book, Quantum Change Made Easy, she shows that what you resonate with is the key to all positive change, self-healing, and achieving the best of who you are. Chloe introduces you to the 9 keys of the Resonance Repatterning System for harmonizing your energy and turning your problems into joy. You can order Quantum Change Made Easy at Amazon.com or your local bookstore. To have a session, go to ResonanceRepatterning.net for certified practitioners. You can also learn to do sessions on yourself by attending Resonance Repatterning seminars. Experience the magic of helping yourself and others with a system that combines scientific and spiritual principles. Go to ResonanceRepatterning.net for seminars, practitioners, and self-healing products. Listen to Chloe on the Seventh Wave Network every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time. Whether you're a baby boomer, a post-baby boomer, or a young up-and-coming, we can guide your stride. Host Cindy Spear will enlighten, educate, and entice you, our listener, to realize that you are in control of your life. No longer will the economy, media, employers, neighbors, or relatives,
not even the dog,
come between you and your unlimited potential. Tune in to Baby Boomers of Today. Where do we go from here? Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific on the 7th Wave Network.
Fiction seeping into reality. Reality transfigured by fiction. A monument of wonders. Conspire with host and creator Roy Dean Doty as he shares readings, commentary, music, and interviews on the multimedia epic that'll change the way you think forever. A monument of wonders. A place where time is a honeycomb, where language spawns the fantastic, where consciousness is exploded, one inspired mind at a time. Escape the stricture of the soundbite film clip world. Enter a monument of wonders. Wonder is miracle. Wonder is life. Wonder is power. Fridays, 11 a.m. to noon Pacific time on the 7th Wave. Are you in?
Taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. 7th Wave Network.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher. Learn to trust your wings, and the rest will follow after.
You're listening to Living in Tune. Turn your problems into joy with your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth. Now back to the program. Here's Chloe.
Hello. So, Sarah and Felucia, do we have you both on the air?
Yes, I am.
Yes.
Wonderful. So, you did your modality. which is this wonderful one of reconnecting to your higher sense of consciousness, not only now, but in all that you do. Mm-hmm. And I'm muscle checking, you need another modality. No. So what I'm going to do is go through and check each one of your statements to see if they've moved on through.
Okay.
So Sarah, you first. Say, I get irritated in communication.
I get irritated in communication.
When someone raises their voice.
When someone raises their voice.
And in terms of this repatterning, you are off for that.
Good.
Oh, good. So, Felucio, checking you out, say, when I feel there's an injustice against me.
When I feel there's an injustice against me.
I close down and get angry.
I close down and get angry.
And you no longer resonate. I've got an off muscle check for that one for you. Congratulations. All right, Sarah, identifying the non-acceptance, say, I don't accept getting irritated in communications.
I don't accept getting irritated in.
And when someone raises their voice.
And when someone raises their voice.
I want it to be different.
I want it to be different.
But wanting doesn't change anything.
But wanting doesn't change anything.
And you're off for this lack of acceptance.
Mm-hmm.
So acceptance, again, brings a huge amplification of your light field. And now you resonate with it, you can begin moving into that much more. But I'll start experimenting and seeing what happens.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Felucio, you're next on the fear feeling. Say, I am afraid. I feel afraid.
I'm afraid. I feel afraid.
And I'm marginalized.
I'm marginalized.
I have no significance.
I'm not of no significance.
I'm unimportant.
I'm unimportant.
And guess what? You do not resonate with that anymore right now in terms of this repatterning. You brought your light up, and now you do not resonate with that. So keep your light expanded so that you move out of that old negative place. You don't need it anymore. And the next one also is for you, Felucia. Say, I feel isolated.
I feel isolated.
And you do not resonate with that either. Terrific. All right, and then the next one we had was Sarah. This is the positive response you need. Say, I remind myself that it's not my fault.
I remind myself that it's not my fault.
That they raise their voice.
That they raise their voice.
And you are on for that. And then the new positive belief about that is I understand. That the person feels strongly when they raise their voice.
So the person feels strongly when they raise their voice.
Yes, so you now resonate with that new belief. And then the result of that belief is, I don't take things serious. I don't take things seriously. What was it?
Personally.
Personally, that's right. I don't take things personally.
I don't take things personally.
When they raise their voice.
When they raise their voice.
And you resonate with that one. Great. And then now for Felucia, we have the smile factor. And say, Felucia, I am friendly toward each person I meet.
I'm friendly towards each person I meet.
And you resonate with that. And then say, I greet all people with a smile.
I greet all people with a smile.
And guess what? You resonate with that one as well. Good.
Right.
So you both of you had very short sessions, and it would be fascinating. I'd love it if you would email us. Let us know what results you had from those short sessions.
Okay.
And to see, did it make a difference?
Okay.
And I think the positive action for you is quite clear. Felucia, it looks like for you it's about smiling. And remember, the rattlesnake is your brother.
Uh-huh.
We're sisters and brothers with every single person we meet. And come from that place of your higher consciousness in all things. Yes?
Yes, yes.
Good. So thank you both for coming on board with us. And and I think, Jane, do we have you on the air? No?
No. Do I have a positive action, or is it...
A positive action for you. Sarah, you have a positive action, yes, is to come back into that place where you are pulled up from the crown of your head. Come into your stature. Come into your position of power. And in that place, and you, when you download it, you can see that modality in detail.
Okay.
That you go into disorientation when people raise their voice.
Yeah, I do.
And so if you can come into that place of present time where you just, you know, pull your spine straight, take a deep breath, go through those steps,
and breathe,
okay,
and connect to your light,
okay,
then their stuff is their stuff.
Okay.
And you'll then know that the infinite field will allow you to find what's the right action here. It may be that you'll say, you know, can you just say that to me a little quieter, or,
mm-hmm,
or a little slower,
mm-hmm,
or I just need to listen to you, and when you raise your voice, I go become disoriented.
Mm-hmm.
I can't hear you anymore. But you'll find the right option. You'll be guided from within yourself on how to handle the situation.
Okay, that helps, because
yeah,
I feel
because
disoriented, but now there's a label to it.
That's right, because when your light collapses, you'll automatically go into a negative space,
mm-hmm,
and feel weakened,
mm-hmm,
which is what you do, weakened and disoriented.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So, again, it's all about expanding our light field. And as long as you have your light, you will know the options. You won't be that rat thrashing around,
okay,
and aging from the stress.
Okay.
You'll become like the wingless insects. There's an option here. There are different positive options. When your light is expanded, you can access the field of infinite possibilities, and that allows you to know what action I need in this moment of time.
I've been doing Qigong, and I've become more aware of my field of energy.
Good.
And
good.
That's been helping a lot.
That's wonderful. Wonderful. Good. Well, thank you for coming
thank
on
you.
Board. All right. And thank you, everybody, for being here. Remember, you can download your favorite show from the website, resonancerepatterning.net, and you've got all the details of this repatterning. The full repatterning is in that download. And remember, those of you who want to study resonance repatterning, we have wonderful teachers all across the USA, Canada, Mexico, Spain, England. Just go to our website. And also remember, in July, I'm going to be teaching the complete diploma training program for anyone who's interested in their growth, in their aliveness. I will be doing that. It's the only place in the world where I teach all the seminars of the whole program. Remember, you're most welcome to sign up for our monthly newsletter, and thank you for being here. Have a wonderful week living in tune with your light. Do all the things that expand and amplify your light, and remember, you can let go of all the things that diminish your light. Next week, I'm thinking we had many, many people who were phoning in. I'm so sorry we didn't get to you. And it may be those of you who phoned in, perhaps I'll do something where we'll have you phoning in, and I may, it looks like this was a popular session. Next week, I was going to be working with your anger, an exciting quantum leap for new possibilities. And you know that anger and irritation diminish your light, and yet you find yourself getting impatient and angry. And you know that anger is a survival stress response that doesn't change your hypersensitive reaction to people and irritating life situations. You've read the books, but what next? So appreciate that your anger and irritation are a signal to help you back on track with who you really are, an exciting quantum leap for new possibilities. And it may be that we'll also do a little bit more on light next week as well, as so many of you phoned in for sessions on this. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful week.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Living in Tune. Turn your problems into joy. Join your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth, next Wednesday morning at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time, right here on the 7th Wave Network. Today I saw the sun up in the sky.